dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Thunder.
You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started.
Thunder, feel the thunder.
My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to talk to you about Just For Today.
If I said I wasn't perfect, would it open up the curtains? Would it make you feel at home? And trust me, baby, it's worth it. You're the only one that works it. Don't know what I did to deserve you.
All right, welcome back to this week's episode. We'll get into today's topic in just a minute, but before I get to that, I want to tell you about something really exciting I have going on my end. So I actually invented something, and this happened about 5 years ago when I came up with this idea, and it's something I've been sitting on for a while, and for whatever reason, I didn't do anything with it. And this past week, I actually met with a company that's going to create the 3D image of this product, and then they're going to make a prototype, and from there, I'm going to file for a provisional patent and take this product to market. So I'm really excited about this, obviously. I mean, this is a really big deal. It's like one of those things where I'm like, is this really happening? It actually legit is. And when I went to meet with this guy about this, he was like, you have to get a patent on this. He's like, you have to do this. This is like, it's like, I get a lot of ideas brought to me, but this is in the top of the ideas. So I can't actually tell you what this is yet until the patent is filed, but it's really exciting. I'm having a lot of fun with this. I have no idea what I'm doing. None, zero. I'm just showing up and doing what feels right. It's the next logical thing. But the reason why I wanted to tell you about this week, because this is literally an example of turning thoughts to things, right? It's creating my own reality. So it's me thinking about how to solve a problem, getting the idea, and then seeing that idea actually come to life in my hands. So this is all the things that we talk about every week on this show. So stay tuned for that. I'll have more for you later. Okay, so now on to this week's show. So I'm going to talk to you about Just For Today. And the idea for the show came to me from my horoscope recently. And let me read to you what that said. There is something very powerful in the concept of just for today. When you free yourself from the pressure of having to sustain something long-term and you approach something almost as an experiment, it becomes almost a game. Like, what if you were to say, just for today, I'm going to be fearless? Or just for today, I'm not going to hesitate when I have to say yes instead of no. What is your just for today going to be? So I was thinking about that asking that question, just for today, because this is one of the tools I used back when I was changing my life almost 2 years ago now. But I was at the point back then, I actually had to break it down further. And instead of saying just for today, I actually had to say just for this hour, right? Like, just for this hour, I'm going to whatever it was at that time. I mean, that's how much mental anguish I had going on at that time. It was down to just for an hour. And what I was doing with that was I was giving myself a break from the mental suffering that I was causing, right? Like, when my fear, my anxiety, clinging, all this need for control was at its absolute peak, I would say that to myself. I would say, just for an hour, I'm going to step away from this. I'm going to stop worrying and carrying on like this. And just for an hour, I'm going to expect the best. Just for an hour, I'm going to look at the positive side of things, right? Just for an hour, just for an hour. And then I would tell myself, after the hour, I'm free to go back to feeling like shit if I want to, go back to all that mental suffering and all that pain that I'm causing myself. But just for an hour, just for the next hour, I'm going to give myself a break and feel better. And I did this several times a day for many, many, many days. And what I found over time was that balance of the scared and clinging and anxiety and the control that had been my dominant emotion, it started to shift. And it started to take a back seat, and I was starting to feel more positive and more open and more, you know, I often describe this time as I was free falling, and I was okay with that. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't have all the answers, but I wasn't in that place of being closed off and letting the fear run the show. So what I did have at that time, though, was the self-awareness to know that when things are making me feel like shit, I'm probably not approaching it in the best possible way, and that there's room for improvement. And that improvement is what I was looking for. And so my friend Elizabeth and I always say this. We say, if you feel like shit, you're doing it wrong, right? And back then, I knew enough about this that, yeah, that was true for me. And But I think it's not always easy to go from one end of the spectrum to the other, right? So it's not easy or realistic to make a jump from feeling like complete shit on a topic and then 5 seconds later turning around and suddenly feeling happy and satisfied on the topic, right? I mean, that's fake. That's fake. It's unrealistic and it doesn't get you anywhere. And it doesn't help you with the problem that you're facing at the moment. So trying to make a big jump like that and change your emotions that quickly, it's just not feasible. So I think asking this question of just for today, what if just for today, you know, I did X, Y, and Z, it helps you bridge that gap to get you into a better place. So here's a few ways that I like to ask this question for myself. So it could be just for today or just for this hour or just for the next 5 minutes. I mean, if you're in a state like I was way back when, that, you know, that wasn't an unrealistic thing for me to ask myself back then. But just for today, what if I believed the best was yet to come? Just for today, what if I chose to lead with love instead of fear? Just for today, what if I believed I was right where I should be? Just for today, what if I believed that what was meant for me will never pass me by? And I think there's just so much relief in that, right? I mean, it takes the pressure off. It takes the panic out of feeling like whatever it is going on is never going to end, or that like you have to solve this problem right now, right this instant, so that you can feel better, right? It relaxes you. It soothes you. It helps you step back and see other perspectives and other possibilities that maybe didn't seem possible before. Like I said, the self-soothing of this question, I think, is so big. And it's a great tool you can use in the moment to calm yourself down. But I think it also gives that side of you, that fear side that wants to say, and the anger and the control or whatever it is, it gives that side of you some relief too, because you can tell yourself that, you know, okay, just for an hour, I'm going to feel like this. But after that, I can go back to feeling like shit, right? I can let you fear and anger and control and all that. I can let you run the show later. But right now, let's just focus on feeling good and give that a chance. Because I feel like we forget to do that, right? We get, it's so easy to get negative and fearful and anxiety about whatever it is. We forget that we have another option, that we don't have to let that run the show. And for the life of me, don't ask me why we are all running around here wanting to feel like shit on any given topic and make that our first go-to thought. But we do. We all do it. But I think this, asking yourself the question, what if just for today, it helps you alleviate that? So let me tell you a few ways I've been using this over the past few weeks in my own life, because I've been going through some of my own shit here, struggling with just my own. The big thing for me, what I've realized about myself, is self-love. And I've been working with this question to help address my own self-love. And I still struggle with this, with self-love, for some reason. And I think that this would probably surprise many people if they knew this about me, because I don't feel like I come off that way. I don't feel, and actually, you know, way back when I first learned about self-love, what that truly meant way back when, my interpretation of self-love was always, well, if you didn't let somebody beat you or talk like shit to you, or, you know, all this, you know, those people were the people that didn't have self-love. I have self-love, but what I didn't realize, it was all those things that I was telling myself, right? It was all the things that I say to myself, all my expectations, all my beliefs about myself, about what I deserve and what I can have. And so this is something I'm still working on. And so a lot of things, like I said, have been coming up this past week. So what I've been doing is using this question in this way. So I'll say, you know, what if for the next hour I put myself first and I approve of myself, right? Or what if for the next hour I just believe the best about myself, right? And I feel like this just brings this instant relief, because it reminds me of who I am. It reminds me of how far I come, and it reminds me of what I'm capable of. And another way I've been doing this in a roundabout way to get to the self-love part is, last week I mentioned about this book that I got, Everyday Tarot by Bridget Esselmont. And I love this book. I talked about this last week. So if you haven't listened to the episode, go back and listen, because I go into this more, and I actually link to the book in the show notes in the last episode. But, one of the exercises she has you do in the book is to tap into self-love. And what she says is basically what you do is you pull a card and you look at the card and you read about the qualities of the card. And then you get to ask yourself, what do I love about myself, right? So whatever the card reveals, what do I love about myself? And you get to write and journal and brag about yourself and say all the great things about yourself, right? You get to remind yourself of who you are. And so here's an example of how this worked for me. So the other day I drew out the Three of Cups card, and here's what I wrote about myself. So I love that I inspire others to reach new heights, whether it's in conversation or with my podcast. I love that I'm always pushing people out of their comfort zones and challenging what they think. And I got the best compliment from a friend last week, and he said, "You never think conventionally or care too much about what others are doing or thinking, which is so awesome." And I totally love that my friend said that about me, and I love those qualities about myself. I love that that comes across, that people see me in that way. I love that about myself. And because this card has to do with celebrating, I also wrote that I want to celebrate more. Right? I want to celebrate all the great things that I do more. I want to celebrate myself. I want to celebrate by myself. I want to celebrate myself by myself, but also with my friends and family. And so when these, the reason why I bring this up, and as it applies to this question of, just for the next day, or I mean, just for the next hour or whatever the question is we're asking ourselves, when the demons start to creep back in, going through an exercise like this, it helps me to go back and almost have like an instant go-to for myself that I can, so I can switch those thoughts really quickly, right? So it helps me connect with myself and really have just a faster turnaround when the negative thoughts start to come in. So that's one way I've been playing with this question this week, is using Tarot and just really digging into self-love and what do I love about myself. And so another way I've been doing that is with stop making everyone the enemy. So let me explain that one. So I think a lot of our suffering comes from what we think other people should do, right? Like it could be considered conditional living and or conditional loving of another person. So it's like if the person does what you want, then you're fine. But if they don't, then you're not fine and you're mad or you're sad or whatever. And this domino effect starts and we can make up all these stories, right? About why the person didn't do what they should have done and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And generally we're making up these stories before we've even talked to the person or expressed our feelings about any of this. But if it's not caught quickly, then all these crazy thoughts can come up and we cause ourselves so much pain as a result of this. And it's all generally for things that we made up and we don't even know to be true. And so this week, I'm sure this is on Instagram somewhere. I read this clip and it said the following that I think I want to share with you because it helps illustrate this. So here's what it says. Unless you're letting people be themselves, you are not loving them. You're chastising them for not playing the role you've written for them in your head that they can't even know or identify with because it's you. You want them to be you. Making up the story and then turning the person into the enemy when they don't do the thing you want them to do. They aren't playing the part in your show that you set up for them, even though they have no idea the part they're supposed to play because you made it all up for them. And then it says, so who's in charge? And it says, I am. I create my reality, right? And so we talk about this every week about creating our own reality. And I think using this tool of just for today or just for this hour or whatever you need, it gives you an opportunity to take situations you might act negatively in and allows you to start to think and act in a different way. So it lets you explore and it lets you get curious and realize that maybe there's more to the story than you can see right now. And maybe your assumptions aren't true. So instead of jumping to conclusions about someone and making up this terrible story and making them the enemy, you could just say, you know, just for today, I'm going to believe the best about this person. Or just for this hour, I'm going to decide that everything is always working out for me. And I think in this instance, you get to lead with love instead of turning that other person into the enemy, which all plays into creating our own reality because we get what we expect. So as you move forward with this week, where can you start to give yourself some relief on a topic and use this question of just for today or just for this hour to reframe your expectations and take your power back? Where can you apply this in your own life, knowing that you may have to do this 100 times a day, 1,000 times, it doesn't matter, whatever it is. But I promise you, if you're consistent with this, your thoughts will change. They will. And I know this to be true because this is how I changed my life. So as I close out today's show, I want to remind you, as my horoscope said, that there's something very, very powerful in that concept of asking yourself, just for today. When you free yourself from the pressure of having to sustain something long term and you approach something almost as an experiment, it becomes almost a game. So what if you were to say, just for today, I'm going to be fearless? Or what if you said, just for today, I'm going to believe that what is meant for me will never pass me by? What is your just for today going to be? And one last thing on this topic before I close out. I get these daily emails called Notes from the Universe from Mike Dooley. And this one came up this week and reminded me of this topic. So it said this. Did you know that it's perfectly okay, even highly ideal, to claim all is well amid doubt and confusion? To be happy in spite of challenges? To laugh at problems? Dance without a partner? Sing without a rhyme? And talk to inanimate objects? Oddly, most don't. And then he always signs it, you know, something, the universe, some catchy phrase. But I love this little, you know, three lines that he wrote here, because it reminds us that even if everything doesn't seem like it's okay, we can choose to take the approach that just for today, I'm going to decide that it is. I'm going to take the pressure off myself. And am I love myself enough to stop this fucking suffering and move forward knowing that everything is happening for me? It's happening for me. Everything is always working out for me, and it's going to be even better than I expect. All right, that's it for today. So I'm going to tell you about the songs I chose. So many songs I wanted to pick. There's like so many good songs out right now. But so the intro song I chose is Roll Your Eyes by Chance Pena. And he was one of the contestants on The Voice. And I think this song came on my Discovery Weekly on Spotify, which I love so much because it's how I find a lot of my music. But the line in this song that I love, four lines actually, it says, "If I said I wasn't perfect, would it open up the curtains? Would it make you feel at home? Trust me, babe, it's worth it." I mean, who doesn't want somebody to admit they're not perfect and open up the curtains, right? Show us your imperfection. I want to see your imperfection, right? I want to see it. That makes me feel at home. But the same goes for myself, right? It's okay for me to show people my imperfections. It's okay for me to open up the curtains and show that I'm not perfect. And that goes back to all the things I talked about this week with myself and self-love. But this song, I love this song. I love the lines in the song, and I wanted to include it this week. Okay, the outro song is by Catfish and the Bottlemen, and it's the cover of a song by The Killers called Read My Mind. And there's a couple of things I love about this song. Number one, he's doing this recording live in some Australian radio station, I believe it is, and he fucks up in the middle of the song, and he stops for a minute, and then he asks a question, and then he just carries on playing, and I love that, he just, oh, oops, fucked up, bang, keep going, I love that. And another part of the song I love is he breaks into Ignition by R. Kelly in the middle of the song, and I don't know, I just loved it. I thought this was a good song, it's fun, just a great song to listen to. So, okay, so that's it for this week. Go forward this week and decide what's your just for today. And how are you going to change your outlook based on asking yourself that question? Then do it again the next day, and the next day, and the next, and see how things start to change for you. And I'd love to hear your results. Email me, SloanFremont@gmail.com, and tell me what you think. You can also find me on social media, Sloan Fremont. And if you like this podcast, please share it with someone you think could benefit from this message. Abracadabra, now go forth and create what you speak. Stirring mixed to ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in it wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like so out, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun, yeah. Can you read my mind, R. Kelly, baby?